All right, hey, it's Tom. I'm back for another episode of the Strongpreneur Podcast. And a lot going on here this winter. We are into early December right now, 2016. I am sitting atop the mountains in beautiful Manitou Springs, Colorado, on a gorgeous sunny day, some snow on the ground and things like that. I'm going to go for a hike in a minute here. Also in the market, kind of considering getting a dog, and it's something that we've wanted for a while, think it'd be good for us and for the kids and all that other stuff. And I'm actually considering getting a Malamute, an Alaskan Malamute. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. Another thing that's going on with me is what I'm hearing in my Facebook groups, YouTube channels, emails from you peoples. And it's about lead flow, because it's that time of year again where all you contractors are freaking out because your phones aren't ringing. I'm getting emails like and texts like, dude, I don't have enough leads, or, you know, I need help with marketing to keep the slow times busy. One guy posted in one of the groups, our phones must be broken because they've stopped ringing. Okay. And every year I do this around this time and a little before this time, I usually write an article, a blog, shoot a video, do something to warn you that you're going to slow down again this time next year. And so if you don't want to have a quiet phone during certain periods of the year, you have to have a certain mentality when it comes to marketing your business. And listen, I'm talking to you right now, dude, dudette, driving down the road, got the earpiece in, listening to this podcast. I'm talking to you right now. If you don't wake up and start truly marketing your business like a wild person, like a fanatic, then every dang year, you're going to go through this where the phone slows down and you're like ready to hang yourself and you're putting your resume together because you don't have any money coming in and all those other things that I've gone through in the past. And so today I'm actually surprised at how calm I am about this right now, because usually when I talk about this, my blood pressure goes way up and I get pissed because I'm sick and tired of hearing contractors bitch about the phone not ringing when they don't lift a finger all year to market their business and build their brand. Now, you might think you're lifting a finger because you signed up for Google or some crap like that, but truth is most contractors, most business owners do a terrible job. Grant Cardone, speaker, coach, sales trainer guy, says the number one thing that is holding your business back from being successful is obscurity, which means nobody knows that you exist. All right. So I want to share with you just my mindset and expectations of marketing and leads and help you out a little bit so that you don't suck at lead generation for the rest of your life. So here we go. Number one, homies, you got to know how many leads you need. You have to know how many leads you need coming into the business in order for you to hit your sales goals. So I've done videos and articles and conversations on this in the past where I've actually drawn out the math for you and shown you how it works. But let's just use this as an example. Let's say you have a sales goal of $500,000 of sales. You want to do 500 grand and your average sale is $10,000. So I take 500,000 divided by $10,000. I need 50 projects at an average of 10,000 bucks in order to hit that sales number. All right, so you go, well, that's 50 jobs. But how many leads do you need in order to get those 50 jobs, okay? Now, that's why it's important you track the phone calls that come in, you track, you know what your closing rate is. So meaning out of 10 leads or opportunities or at-bats that come in, do you sell 2? Do you sell 6? Listen, if you're selling more than 4 or 5, you need to raise your damn prices. But anyway, so let's say my closing rate is 40%. So that means if I have, 10 leads come in, I'm generally selling 4 out of 10. So I would take the jobs that I need. I know this is tough because it's an audio thing. You're not seeing this and numbers really freak some people out, but it's really simple. If I need 50 jobs, I take 50 and I hit the divided sign, divided by 0.40 or 40%. That means I need 125 leads based on my closing rate in order to sell the 50 jobs. Okay. So listen, you got to know where you're at and what you need in order to, you know, set some goals and things like that. So that's the first thing you got to do to not suck at lead generation. You got to know how many that you need. Okay. Second thing, I want you to understand the benefits of having a lot of leads. And, you know, there's some experts out there that will tell you, well, you don't need a lot. You just need the right leads. Okay. Well, listen, I totally get that. I would, you know, and that's like marketing down the road conversation stuff that we can have about who your ideal client is and how you attract them and stuff. I would much rather have, you know, 8 people call me who are my ideal client than 20 people who are not. But since most of us struggle with getting the phone to ring, let's start here. All right. So the benefits to having a lot of leads. Number one, I believe that it creates momentum. Just anytime the phone rings, anytime you have a lead coming in, there's just an energy there. And I see this a lot with when we're coming out of a slow season and the spring hits and you can get outside again and do some of the things that you can't do if you're in a winter climate. And contractors are like all fired up. They're like, yeah, I got 4 chances to go out and do an estimate and stuff, because it creates momentum when the phone rings. All right. So momentum is never a bad thing. So I personally believe that the more leads we have coming in, the better. And, you know, you need to learn how to pre-qualify those leads properly and all that other stuff that we've talked about here before. So momentum. Second reason that it's great to have a lot of leads is it gives you options. When you have a lot of leads, you can be bold on the phone and you're pre-qualifying. You can charge higher numbers. You don't have to be desperate because, oh my God, it's my little lead, like Tommy Boy, you know, with his sale and he destroyed the thing. When you have a lot of leads coming in, it is going to be so much more freeing for you to be able to sell the way that you need to sell in order to make a profit. Okay. Another reason that it benefits of having a lot of leads, morale. It's just, again, it's kind of goes with the momentum, but I'm just happier when the phone's ringing. I don't know about you. All right. Next thing, education. The more leads you have coming in and you track them and you understand the lead sources and all that good stuff, you're going to know what's working. You're going to know where to spend your money, where not to spend your money, where to spend your time, where not to spend your time. And you will be able to not just have a lot of leads, but you will be effective. You will know what marketing is effective for you. And then another benefit to having a lot of leads is you can charge more, scale the business. When your phone's ringing 3 times a month, you're all puckered up. When your phone's ringing 60 times a month, you're like, hey, there's leads to burn. Okay. All right. So how to not suck at lead gen, know how many you need, understand the benefits. The third thing, and this is the big one, is you need to be a fanatic about lead generation. Fanatical, psycho, madman, madwoman. There is no easy button. Your freaking job as the owner of your business is to sell shit. That's it. It's to sell stuff. That's why the business exists. The business does not exist for you to run around and just give out proposals and or just to do nice work. You need to sell stuff or there's no business. And you can't sell stuff if you don't have leads coming in. All right? So all the time, people are like, well, I signed up for Google AdWords. I have a website. I opened up a Facebook page. And, you know, I got some yard signs. And you think you're marketing your business. And they expect the phone to ring. Doesn't happen that way. Listen, we are home improvement businesses. We are highly intimate with our clients. And so it's a different relationship. The whole know, like, and trust thing is way more important when it comes to marketing a home improvement business or being a contractor. People are letting us onto their property or into their homes and around their families and their pets and expensive things. And if you are not really building great relationships and trust, then you are going to have a really hard time marketing your business. So get it through your head right now that if you're not a fanatic, it's not going to be easy. There's no easy button. All right. had a squirrel moment there. I just got distracted. Sorry. So I'm actually scheduling a guest for this podcast, and a text just came through from the guest. So there you go. And it caught my eye and it totally messed me up. So there's no easy button. All right. And let's face the truth, guys, you're not hustling. You're just not. You're wasting a buttload of time. But Tom, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. You know what? When I have people track their time, they usually come back to me and they're like, yeah, I'm really wasting a lot of time. I talked to a guy the other day. He's like, I can't believe how busy I am. I'm working 60 to 70, 80 hours a week. And I had him track his time and he comes back and he's like, well, I actually am only clocking like 20 hours a week. I'm just dicking around the rest of the time. All right. So we are absolutely deceiving ourselves by thinking that we're hustling. So let me share with you what hustling looks like. Hustling means that if you are not standing in front of a client, or I'm sorry, sitting with a client, signing a deal and accepting a deposit check, or standing in front of a client doing some sort of presentation and all that stuff, if you're not doing that, then you should be out hustling, meaning driving down the road, see a dumpster in front of a house, you stop. Hey, what do you got going on there? Here's my card. You might need to know me. It means that you're in the landscaping or pond industry, you're driving by a garden center and you're like, huh, I wonder if they have pond displays here. And you stop. Every day, every hour, you are picking up the phone or you're knocking on a door or you're sending an email. You are a fanatic. That's what hustle means. That's how you're going to get from where you are now to where you would like to be. And listen, if you're working in the field, okay, I get it, but you can still hustle because this is just part of the game. Until your business is the point where you got a great right-hand person who can run the field for you and you can get out of the field and engage in the sales process and marketing process more, guess what? You're going to have to burn the candle at both ends and bust your stinking tail. It means that guys, we went from like zero jobs to over 300 jobs a year in 3 years. I was in four or five networking groups. Every day I was calling on at least 20 homes or businesses. Every time I drove by someplace, I'm like, oh, I wonder who their painter is. And I would go ask. That's what it's going to take for you guys to really not suck at lead generation. All right. Fourth thing. All right. So just recap here. I know I'm talking a lot. You got to know how many you need. You understand the benefits. You got to be a fanatic about it. Number four, need to attack the whole field. So as a football coach, offensive coordinator, calling plays and stuff, when we game plan, I want to keep the defense guessing. So I want to run the ball up the middle. I want to run the ball to the outside. I want to throw deep over the middle, deep to the corners. I want to throw into the flats. I want to have some draws and some screens and, you know, different situational type plays, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to be one-dimensional. I want to attack the whole field and make it really hard for the opponent to game plan against us. Well, in your marketing, what are all the different sources that you have leads coming in? So many guys I talk to just have a couple sources coming in. You know, I get Google leads and, you know, referrals. Guys, there's so much more out there. And listen, I believe in third-party lead generation sites like the Home Advisors and the Thumbtacks of the world. And I know some of you just rolled your eyes and you're like, oh, that stuff sucks. It's shitty leads and all that other garbage. Listen, track it. And if they suck, spend less money on it. And if they're working, spend more money on it. Okay, but you can never have enough leads or opportunities coming into the business. Should you have third-party marketing like Angie's List and all this other stuff? Absolutely. Why? Because that's where consumers are. Should you be found in Google search? You're dang right you should. Should you be on YouTube? Yes. Not because the consumer is going to YouTube saying deck contractors in Cleveland. It's because when they are on Google and they type in deck contractors in Cleveland, the companies that actually are on YouTube and make videos and do project profiles, they're more likely to come up in Google search because Google owns YouTube. Woo! Look at that. All right. Should you be shaking hands with people every day in your community and handing out business cards? Yes. So should you have influencer relationships, like other contractors that are standing in front of your customers every day? And when the customer goes, yeah, I got to find a landscaper. Oh, I know a guy. Here's his number. Call him. He's awesome. Guys, there are, think of it this way. If you have 15 lead sources, 20 lead sources, and you're attacking the whole field, you only need one or two leads per source per month to totally turn your business around. So attack the whole field. We'll talk more about this in the future, but this is the type of stuff that I work with my clients on, how to attack the whole field and get your phone ringing. Number five of how to not suck in lead generation is you got to raise your profit. When you have more money, you can spend some money and you can market effectively once if you've been tracking things and you have a good CRM system in place. All right. If you don't have money, it's a lot harder to market your business. So go back and listen to the episode before this, because I talk about, you know, how to make more money. And we talk a lot about making more money because profit makes the whole world go around. So what are my expectations? Here's my expectations, guys. I believe that if you are truly, I was going to say if you were truly hustling, but I just think if you're halfway hustling, if you're half-assing your hustle, half-ass hustle, H-A-H, ha, I cracked myself up. All right, if you're half-assing your hustle, you're going to have a lead a day year-round. That's 365 leads a year minimum, which is about 30.4 leads per month. So I truly believe if you are attacking the whole field, if you have the right mindset, you are consistent and you're out there handing out cards and building relationships in your local community and sponsoring a 5K or doing a charity project and getting on the news and all the stuff that we've talked about here before, guys, that's just to me, that's a half-hearted effort. A half-hearted effort will get you a lead a day over time. Ain't going to happen right away, but it's like, you know, we talk about the compound effect. Go read the book by Darren Hardy. Okay. The little things you do or don't do day in and day out are going to have a massive impact in your business. Guys, I walked away from my business in Chicago end of 2011, early 2012. It is now end of 2016. I still have the same cell phone number I had forever. I still get a lead or so a month from a seed that I planted or a relationship that I built or a business card that I handed out. And I take that lead when it's a voicemail, it comes in or like, hey, Tom, you know, we need this done and blah, blah, blah. They don't know I've moved on. They don't know I'm not there anymore. And so I forward that to my old business partner and I go, hey, here's another one. Merry Christmas. Okay. Guys, this stuff works. It's the compound interest or compound effect. So when you are out there planting seeds, when you're a madman and fanatical about driving leads to your business, and you truly see this as your job, your number one role in the business, you're going to get to the point, I promise you, where you're going to get year round a lead a day, two leads a day, three leads a day. And so I want you to walk away here today making a commitment. This is my big call to action for you, my big ask of you today. Is that you would sit down and take the time to understand how many leads you need. Then set a goal. So if you need, you know, like our example earlier where we needed 125 leads, screw that. Let's go to 200 leads. Let's double that. Let's go to 400 leads. Set a goal. And, you know, hold yourself accountable to it. Hold your team accountable to it each week in your operations or sales meeting. Write it down. Because remember, if you just set the goal and you don't talk about it, you don't measure it, it ain't ever going to happen. So I want you to sit down and go, how many leads do I really need? Set a leads goal and create some momentum and be a fanatic and commit to attacking the whole field. Then you're going to have the momentum. You're going to have the options. You're going to have higher morale. You're going to have better education of what really works and what really doesn't work. And then you can charge more and scale your business. My minimum expectation is a lead a day, you guys. All right. I just think if you're not getting a lead a day, you're not even close to hustling. You're not doing your job. And so with that, that's my big ask. My big ask is that you do that. My other big ask is that you go to Reber Live, R-E-B-E-R, live.com, and it'll take you to a Facebook page. And just drop me a note. Just say, hey, thanks for the slap in the face about this Leeds thing. My Leeds goal for 2017 is blank. And tell me what it is. I want to hear what it is. I want to hear from you guys. I also want to hear on this whole marketing side of what you're struggling with the most of understanding. Is it how to put together a plan or a calendar or set a budget for it or things like that? You know, here was another squirrel moment. I did some online research not too long ago, and I just typed in, you know, get more leads contractors, typed into Google. And what was interesting to me is that every article that seemed to come up by all the contractor marketing experts, you know, the guys who own these agencies but have never been a contractor, most of them, they're all talking about SEO and Twitter and blogging and videos, which, you know, I've talked about blogs and videos a lot. And I believe that you need to be online, and SEO is not a bad thing. But you know what was funny to me is not one of them, not one article that I came across talked about networking and shaking hands and going old school and rolling up your sleeves and going, you know, people on people here. Like, hey, I'm Tom, you're Bob, we should know each other. Guys, that's the hustle I'm talking about. Our day and age of technology and convenience has, I really think, screwed up our definition of hustle and work ethic when it comes to growing your business. So anyway, go to ReberLive.com. Share with me what you got from this episode. Just type it in. Tom, thanks for the kick. Or Tom, you're full of crap. I think you're an idiot. I don't care what it is. Just give me some feedback. I want to hear from you. Let's create a dialogue. And also, if you know somebody, if you know a contractor who is absolutely crushing it when it comes to lead generation, also go to Reber Live or send me an email at tom@motorhard.com and let me know who they are, and let's get them on the show and let's have a conversation and see if we can understand some of their voodoo and help all of us get a little bit better. All right. So with that, you guys have an awesome day. Have a great week. Appreciate you tuning in here for the last 20 minutes or whatever it's been. And we will see you next time on the Strongpreneur Podcast. Let's rock out.